Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman, member by Abraham Goldhar, and today we're Masechus Nedarim, Daf Pei Gimel, the 11th parak by Eilu Nedarim. So the three tops we're going to focus on. Number one, the Gemara challenges Rabbi Yochanan's position that when one revokes an element of Inui Nefesh, the non-afflictive element remains. For it was taught in Braisa, a woman who accepted Nazirus upon herself, which the husband subsequently revoked, and she doesn't know that he revoked it. She does not incur Malkus when she drinks wine or comes in contact with Tumah of the dead, since the Nazirus has been voided. The Gemara asks, according to Rabbi Yochanan's opinion, even though the drinking of wine was revoked because of Inui Nefesh, the Braisa should have mentioned that she wouldn't incur malchus for eating grape seeds and skins which are non-afflictive. Rav Yosef answered, "A Nazirus al Chutzayin. There is no halfway Nazirus." The Rosh explains that her original neder of Nazirus is a single neder encompassing all the prohibitions of Nazirus. So his afar, a part of the Nazirus, voids the entire neder. In contrast, the neder from two loaves is essentially two separate nedarim, so the husband's hafar of one does not dictate the voiding of the other. Pointing to the more further challenges of Yochanan from a braisa, Nazirah became tamei meis, and the husband revoked her Nazirus. She only brings the chatas bird, but not the ola bird, normally also required for a nazir, who became tamei. The Gemara above explains why she still brings the chatas bird. According to Yochanan, that the non-afflictive element of a neder remains after hafara, then she should remain forbidden in contact with Tumah, which presumably does not cause discomfort. If so, she's still obligated to complete her full Nazirah's term without becoming Tameh and should now bring the full set of Karbanas brought by Nazir who became Tameh, meaning the additional Ashim and Ola bird. The Gemara answers that refraining from Tumah does indeed cause discomfort, so the husband can revoke it. As Rav Meir taught, what is the meaning of the pasuk "Ba'acha yiten alibo," and the living shall take it to heart? Di yisbod yisbodunle, di yibchun yibchunle, di yikbor yikborune. One who eulogizes other will be eulogized. One who cries over others will be cried over. One who buries others will be buried. Refraining from these activities will deprive her of these benefits. And point number three, the next Mishnah teaches, Konum sha'ani nan lebrius enu yachol hafir. If she said, Konum I benefiting from people, he cannot revoke it. And she can benefit from lechet, shechuchah, and peah, because they're onerous. The Gemara observes that the Mishnah seems to consider the husband not to be included in the neder from people, and he cannot revoke the neder because he can provide her needs. The Gemara reads the second clause of the Mishnah as a separate halacha rather than the reason for the first clause. The Gemara asks that the second clause, that she may take lechet, shechuchah, and peah, implies that she may not benefit from the husband, for otherwise she would not be considered poor. Ua said that the husband is not included in the neder, and the Mishnah is offering an additional reason why he cannot revoke the neder to include a case where the husband is poor and cannot provide her needs. Two more answers are given. So once again, the three points are: number one, the Gemara challenges Rabbi Yochanan's position that when one revokes an element of Inui Nefesh, the non-afflictive element remains, for it was taught in a braisa, a woman who accepted Nazirus upon herself, which the husband subsequently revoked, and she doesn't know that he revoked it, does not incur malchus when she drinks wine or comes in contact with Tumah of the dead, since the Nazirus has been voided. The Gemara asks, according to Rabbi Yochanan's opinion, even though the drinking of wine was revoked because of Inui Nefesh, the Braisa should have mentioned that she wouldn't incur malchus for eating grape seeds and skins which are non-afflictive. Rav Yosef answered, "A Nazirus al Chutzayin. There is no halfway Nazirus." The Rosh explains that her original neder of Nazirus is a single neder encompassing all the prohibitions of Nazirus. So his afar, a part of the Nazirus, voids the entire neder. In contrast, the neder from two loaves is essentially two separate nedarim, so the husband's hafar of one does not dictate the voiding of the other. Pointing to the more further challenges of Yochanan from a braisa, Nazirah became tamei meis, and the husband revoked her Nazirus. She only brings the chatas bird, but not the ola bird, normally also required for a nazir, who became tamei. The Gemara above explains why she still brings the chatas bird. According to Yochanan, that the non-afflictive element of a neder remains after hafara, then she should remain forbidden in contact with Tumah, which presumably does not cause discomfort. If so, she's still obligated to complete her full Nazirah's term without becoming Tameh and should now bring the full set of Karbanas brought by Nazir who became Tameh, meaning the additional Ashim and Ola bird. The Gemara answers that refraining from Tumah does indeed cause discomfort, so the husband can revoke it. As Rav Meir taught, what is the meaning of the pasuk "Ba'acha yiten alibo," and the living shall take it to heart? Di yisbod yisbodunle, di yibchun yibchunle, di yikbor yikborune. One who eulogizes other will be eulogized. One who cries over others will be cried over. One who buries others will be buried. Refraining from these activities will deprive her of these benefits. And point number three, the next Mishnah teaches, Konum she'ani nana lebrius, einu yachol hafir. If she said, Konum, I benefiting from people, he cannot revoke it. Ve'yochol lehi lahanos b'lechet shechua o'peah. And she can benefit from lechet shechua and peah, because they're onerous. The Gemara observes that the Mishnah seems to consider the husband not to be included in the neder from people, and he cannot revoke the neder because he can provide her needs. The Gemara reads the second clause of the Mishnah as a separate halacha rather than the reason for the first clause. The Gemara asks that the second clause, that she may take lechet shechua and peah, implies that she may not benefit from the husband, for otherwise she would not be considered poor. Ua said that the husband is not included in the neder, and the Mishnah is offering an additional reason why he cannot revoke the neder, to include a case where the husband is poor and cannot provide her needs. Two more answers are given. All right, so now we go to Simon Dapay Gimel, and her standard Simon is a pogo stick. A pogo stick. So here goes. The husband who was made for completely the naziris of his wife, the pogo stick champion, so that she could drink her power grape drink with grape seeds and skins. Watch her jump over the sad nazir bemoaning that no one would bury him because he doesn't bury others. And he proudly waited the finish line with some leket for her to take because he cannot be made for a neder of konum shani nana lebrius. Once again in slow motion. The husband was made for completely the naziris of his wife, the pogo stick champion, pogo stick. That must be one duff pay gimel. The husband was made for completely the naziris of his wife, the pogo stick champion, so that she could drink her power grape drink with grape seeds and skins. Which reminds us, Rav Yosef explained, a naziris of chesayin. There's no halfway naziris. The Rosh explains that a wife's original neder of naziris is a single neder encompassing all the prohibitions of naziris. So the husband's hafara, part of the naziris, voids the entire neder. In contrast, the neder from two loaves is essentially two separate nedarim, so the husband's hafar of one does not dictate the voiding of the other. So the husband was made for completely the naziris of his wife, the pogo stick champion, so that she can drink her power grape drink with grape seeds and skins. Watch her jump over the sad nazir bemoaning that nobody would bury him because he doesn't bury others, which reminds us, a nazir refraining from tumah does indeed cause discomfort, so the husband can revoke a wife's neder. As Rav Meir taught, what's the meaning of the pasuk, v'hacha yiten alibo, and the living shall take at the heart? One who eulogizes others will be eulogized, one who cries over others will be cried over, and one who buries others will be buried. Refraining from these activities will deprive her of these benefits. So the husband was made for completely the naziris of his wife, the pogo stick champion, so that she could drink her power grape drink with grape seeds and skins. Watch her jump over the sad nazir bemoaning that nobody would bury him because he doesn't bury others. And he proudly waited at the finish line with some leket for her to take because he could not be made for a neder of konum she'ani nana lebrius, which reminds us, the next Mishnah teaches, konum she'ani nana lebrius einu yachol hafir. If she said, konum, I benefiting from people, he cannot revoke it, and she can benefit from leket shechua and peah because they're onerous. So once again, the husband was made for completely the naziris of his wife, the pogo stick champion, so that she could drink her power grape drink with grape seeds and skins. Watch her jump over the sad nazir bemoaning that nobody would bury him because he doesn't bury others. And he proudly waited at the finish line with some leket for her to take because he could not be made for her neder of konum shani nene lebrius. All right, so now it's time for four blah blah chazara. Daf ein tes. The simmer daf ein tes is a sofer with a quill. So here goes. The sofer, that must be more in daf ein tes, sofer with a quill. The sofer writing in silence while his distressed wife cited three refutations to a shosik al manas lemekat mefer, which reminds us, the Gemara brings three successful refutations to Rav Chanina's ruling that a husband who is silent to distress his wife may still revoke her neder. So the sofer writing in silence while his distressed wife cited three refutations to Hashosek Amanas Lemekat Mefer regarding her Inui Nefesh Nether with the condition, if I adorn myself, which reminds us, the Gemara brings Malchokes about Nadarm that are Dvarim Sheish Behen Inui Nefesh, matters that involve self-affliction. The Tanakhama provides an example. If she makes a neder on condition of, if I bathe or if I do not bathe or if I adorn myself or if I do not adorn myself, that this qualifies as a neder of Inui Nefesh, which she may revoke. Rabbi Yossi disagrees and does not consider the nedarim of Inui Nefesh and provides his own example. Amra konum perza omolai harze yachu lahafir. If she said, konum, the world's produce on me, he may revoke it as a neder of Inui Nefesh. So the sofer writing in silence while his distressed wife cited three refutations to Hashosek Amanas Lemekat Mefer regarding her Inui Nefesh neder with the condition, if I adorn myself, was caught off guard when she suddenly made a neder beino levina, and he quickly said that he is made for that neder for as long as she is fit to be married to him, which reminds us that darn that our dvarim should beino levina are revoked for as long as the wife is fit to be married to her husband. Daf Pei. So the Simran Daf Pei is a painter. So here goes. The painter. That must be one Daf Pei, painter. The painter who wanted to be made for his wife's neder of Konon, the pleasure of bathing to me if I bathe today, despite her being splattered with pain, which reminds us of the Gemara's case of Hanas Rechitza Alai Lo'olam Im Erchatz Hayom, Konon, the pleasure of bathing to me if I bathe today, and Rabbi Yossi's reasoning that this is not a neder of Inui Nefesh, and the husband cannot revoke the neder because Nivol Dechad Yoma Loshmei Nivol, repugnance of one day's lack of bathing is not called repugnance. So, the painter who wanted to be made for his wife's neder of Konon, the pleasure of bathing to me if I bathe today, despite her being splattered with paint, was horrified when he heard her say, the pleasure of bathing is forbidden to me if I do not bathe in flax steeping water, which reminds us, the Gemara asks what the neder is in the second case in the Mishnah, where she apparently added the condition of imoy erchatz, if I do not bathe. Rav Yehuda suggests that she said, the pleasure of bathing is forbidden to me if I do not bathe in flax steeping water, which is foul smelling, where both choices have an afflictive impact. However, the Gemara rejects this interpretation because the parallel case of imoy skashet, if I do not adorn myself, would have to be a condition of adorning herself with some filthy substance, and this cannot be described as adornment at all. So, the painter who wanted to be made for his wife's neder of Konam, the pleasure of bathing to me if I bathe today, despite her being splattered with paint, was horrified when he heard her say, the pleasure of bathing is forbidden to me if I do not bathe in flax steeping water, and wondered if her pile of unlaundered clothes was leading her to insanity, which reminds us, Rabbi Yossi holds that in a case where there's insufficient water, even if a first city's laundering needs are pitted against the drinking needs of a second city, the first city's laundering needs take precedence because he considers it a life-critical issue. The Gemara asks, can bathing the body be less critical than laundering clothing? And the Gemara on the next off answers in the affirmative because Shmuel said uncleanliness of the clothing leads to insanity, which cannot be cured, whereas uncleanliness of the body leads to boils and sores, which can be cured. Daf Pei Aleph. So the Simran Daf Pei Aleph is a grandpa. So here goes. The grandpa. That must be more Daf Pei Aleph. Pa, grandpa. The grandpa was agitated that his grandson was not a Talmud Chacham like his son, which reminds us it was taught, be careful with the sons of Amanim because Torah will go out from them. The Gemara asks, why is it uncommon for Talmud Chachamim to have sons who are Talmud Chachamim? And five answers are given. So the grandpa was agitated that his grandson was not a Talmud Chacham like his son, told him to shape up and start reciting Birchas HaTorah, which reminds the Kodesh Baruch explained that the reason Bnei Yisrael lost the land is Al-Azlam is Torah Si, and because of their forsaking my Torah. The Gemara said there are two phrases in the Pasuk, they did not heed my voice and nor follow it, and are apparently the same. And Rav Yehuda explained in the name of Rav, Shem Avarchim B'Torah Tchilat, nor follow it means they did not recite the Bracha on Torah before learning. Ron famously explains in the name of Rabbeinu Yonah that if forsaking Torah had meant that they did not learn Torah, then the sages and prophets would have understood well why the land was lost. Rather, they did learn Torah, which is why only Kodesh Baruch Hu could explain the destruction of the land. They did not sufficiently value their Torah to be fitting to make a bracha upon. So the grandpa was agitated that his grandson was not a Talmud Chacham like his son, told him to shape up and start reciting Birchas HaTorah, and then maybe his wife won't make a nether again not to paint her eyes nor apply rouge, which reminds Rav Yossi agrees that the husband can revoke the darim that are darim shebeino levina, such as in a case where the wife says, konum, that I will not pay my eyes, or that I will not apply rouge. Daf Pei Beis. So the simmer Daf Pei Beis is peanut butter. So here goes. The man who was permitted to his wife with peanut allergies, who said, I am removed from Jews since they love peanut butter, that must be more Daf Pei Beis. The man who was permitted to his wife with peanut allergies, who said, I am removed from Jews since they love peanut butter, because he revoked his portion, which reminds us, Rava inquired of Rav Nachman, according to the Rabban, is a neder to abstain from relations, considered inui nefesh or only dvar mishabeinu levina. He answered that this can be resolved from a Mishnah which states, Nutula animina yehudim, if she vowed, I am removed from Jews, meaning prohibited in relations with all Jews, Yafrechelko mishamashto, he may revoke his portion, meaning as it pertains to him, and she may have relations with him, with the Hinatua, meaning Yehudim, but she will remain removed from all other Jews. This proves that a neder of relations is only Dvarim Shebeinu Levina. The Gemara deflects this proof by saying that the Mishnah is Rabbi Yossi's opinion. So, the man who was permitted to his wife with peanut allergies, who said, I'm removed from Jews since they love peanut butter, because he revoked his portion, and then revoked her neder of, the peanut farmer's benefit is konum upon me, which reminds us, Shmuel taught in the name of Levi, kon nedarim bal mefer liishto chutz min hanasi alponi she'eno mefer, on the darim of inui nefesh, a husband can revoke, except benefit from me is konum amponi, which he cannot revoke, because it does not afflict her. about Hanas a pony, Allah, he made for but a netter a pony's benefit as a konum upon me, he can revoke because this may afflict her, although it's only about a single person. So the man who was permitted to his wife with peanut allergies, who said, I am removed from juice and say love peanut butter, because he revoked his portion, and then revoked her netter of the peanut farmer's benefit is konum upon me, was at his wit's end when she vowed from two loaves of sandwich bread, where one was made of fine flour and the other one from coarse flour, which reminds us, Rav Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel, if she vowed from two loaves, one by which she's afflicted, meaning it's of fine flour, and one by which she's not afflicted, because it's of coarse flour, because he can revoke the afflictive element of the neder, he can also revoke the non-afflictive element, and both loaves are permitted. Rav Asi said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan that he may only revoke the afflictive element. All right, so now it's time to conclude their pop quiz of 10 questions. Number one, which stuff do you learn that a wife refraining from Tumah as a Nazir does indeed cause discomfort, since one who buries will be buried? That's on Daf. Pei Gimel. Good. Number two, which stuff do you learn a neder a pony's benefit is a konum upon me, a husband can revoke because this may afflict her, although it's only about a single person? That's on Daf. Pei Beis. Good. Number three. Which definitely the case where the wife said, Konan the pleasure of bathing to me if I bathe today? That's on Daf. Pei. Good. Number four. Which did they learn, Ein Naziris or Chatzayin? There is no halfway Naziris, and therefore the wife's original neder of Naziris is a single neder encompassing all the prohibitions of Naziris, so the husband's hafar, part of the Naziris, voids the entire Naziris. That's on Daf. Pei Gimel. Good. Number five. Which did the Kodesh Baruch Hu explain that the reason why Bnei Israel lost the land was She'ein Mavarchin B'Torah Tekhila? That's on Daf. Pay off. Good. Number six. Which Daf do we have Machlokes regarding what is considered a nether of Inui Nefesh? That's on Daf. Ayin Tes. Good. Number seven. Which Daf do we learn that the wife vowed Natula animin Yehudim, I'm removed from Jews, meaning prohibited in relations with all Jews. Yafir Chelko, he may revoke his portion and is permitted to her. That's on Daf. Pei Beis. Good. Number eight. Which stuff do you want? If a wife said, Konam by benefiting from people, the husband cannot revoke it, but she can benefit from Lekha Shilcha and Peya because they're ownerless. That's on Daf. Pei Gimel. Good. Number nine. Which stuff do you want? Uncleanliness of the clothing leads to insanity. That's on Daf. Pay. Good. And number 10, which stuff when Rav Yossi agrees that a husband can revoke Nadarim, that I've been all of Inna, such as Konam, I will not wear rouge, or I will not wear eye makeup. That's on Daf. Pay off. Excellent. That concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avram Goldman. Zichu, wishing you a great day and great learning.